This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I cannot believe that it happened. What happened? Well, it happened. That's right. Well, you're wondering what happened? Well, it really did. You bought a new car. Congratulations. Let's give you a hand. New used car, maybe. What's some of your pet peeves about buying a car, folks? New and or new used to you. Do you do internet shopping? Is that how you buy them anymore? Do you drive lot to lot to lot to drive to drive to drive? Probably not. Most of you do not do that anymore. You know, it is a tough battle, isn't it? It really is. But are you happy about the car or the truck you purchased? The price? Have you thought about maybe the parts behind the car? Where do you get parts after you drive it for 50,000 miles, 10,000, maybe even 5,000? Have you talked about maybe did you go to that used car dealership? Or did you go to the private owner when you purchased it and ask them, hey, can you service it for me? I'm talking about your tune-ups, your brakes, your battery replacement, your starter replacement, your serpentine belt replacement. Just, you know, food for thought. Welcome to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. That's what it's all about. Your Auto World. How's it been? I know you purchased a new car, maybe a new used, of course, and maybe you just had it serviced. Maybe when I say service, a lot of you think of, you know, changing the oil and oil filter. Today's cars, of course, as you know, there's no more grease zerks. To grease zerk your ball joint, your tie rod end. These are the words that we use for parts and pieces on your car. Today we all might be YouTube certified, huh? You could be. Yeah. Maybe that's a new business to start. Get used YouTube certified. See, I'm... Over the years, it's taken many, many years, 48 plus years of being in the automotive industry, to be ASE certified. Another Auto World tip for this hour of Auto World, look for the little blue star, folks. It's got the ASE letters in it, Automotive Service Excellence. They have to pass tests. I'm talking about your Auto World, your parts people, your dealership people, your detail people, everyone driving a bus, they actually have a certification for that too. And even a service manager, he or she has to be ASE certified. Well, no, there's no law, you know, but the people that you go to that you want to go to get your car fixed, oh, you say you don't have a place? Yeah, see, that's another part of the homework I'm giving you. Look for the little blue ASE star. Look for the amount of years when you Google their shop. Just Google what's the closest repair shop, service repair shop for my car, my truck, to where I'm sitting at right now. And there you are. Are they the most favorite place for you to go? The first time you go in, they love you. The second time, they don't even know who you are. The third time you go in, it comes back to them. Right? That's not good. I have to understand that, in fact, if you don't know your Auto World out there, how are you going to have your Auto World fixed correctly? I'm talking about right down to the lawnmower. So many lawnmower small gas engine shops are closing up and have closed. Why? Well, everyone has a lawnmower. Well, you know, it's kind of, you know what's put a pinch on the lawnmower word? EV. Yeah, electric lawnmowers. How many of you got purchased an electric lawnmower and purchased batteries that are plugged into the garage wall and no more gas can? You're guilty. All of you, right here in the Auto World Plaza, six rows of you. All right. There's some advantages and disadvantages to a gas lawnmower. There's advantages and disadvantages to an electric lawnmower. But we're going that way, aren't we? Batteries plugged into your garage walls to get rid of maintenance. And so then when you, the person out there that has the gas lawnmower, push self-propelled or just riding, we're saying goodbye to them. It's time to go trackside now. Something about what? Tires? Let's go to Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, motorsports fans, and welcome to the Auto World Motorsports Update. You know, one of the biggest dilemmas for NASCAR fans, race teams, and even us in the media has been the excessively long delays caused by rain. The process of drying the track and pit road until they are totally bone dry is a long, drawn-out, time-consuming affair. Many folks have wondered why NASCAR cannot race on wet surfaces or race in the rain, period. Well, let me address racing in the rain first. Many sanctioning bodies that oversee the sport, especially sports car racing, they hold their events rain or shine. As a matter of fact, F1, Formula One, the worldwide king of all motorsports, never allows inclement weather to rain on their parade. In NASCAR, with no windshield wipers, rear mud flaps, or rear lights on the cars, this is impractical. And NASCAR, as a matter of fact, has absolutely no intention of ever racing totally in the rain. But by using grooved tires to start a race or continue a race from a rain delay is something that NASCAR has contemplated for years and now turned that concept into a reality. When the NASCAR Cup race took to the track at Richmond a few weeks back, the field started on rain tires, the first time ever this has taken place in its history. Elton Sawyer, NASCAR's Senior Vice President of Competition, comments.
I thought it was a huge success, you know, a real credit to Mr. France. It was his vision about 3 years ago, and he tasked everyone at the R&D Center in Goodyear to figure out how we could get a wet weather tire where we could get our races started on time, or if we had a rain delay during the race, we could get back racing quicker. So we were able to accomplish that tonight. Had some great racing, thought the drivers did a great job. We still got some work to do on our side. We want to keep the competitive pit stops, but also you got to keep safety in mind. So we're trying to dodge that and make sure that we're doing the right thing with our competitors. So we'll go back and debrief on that.
The first 30 laps of the Richmond race went as planned for NASCAR by running on wet weather tires. The Toyota Owners 400 was scheduled for a 7:15 p.m. start, but didn't take the green flag until about 7:30. NASCAR declared it a damp start, telling teams to put on wet weather tires. There was no issues for drivers on the wet weather tires. As the track started to dry, NASCAR informed teams that the traditional competition caution would be at lap 30 so they could change onto traditional slick tires. The pit stops were non-competitive, that meaning the field was frozen, and no positions were lost or gained on pit road. This was a well-thought-out safety feature that neither fans or race teams objected to. Both the rain tires and their maiden voyage and the entire race in general was a complete success. A 15-minute start delay to the Richmond race would have been well over an hour or more in the past. Kudos to NASCAR for this groundbreaking development. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Auto World Motorsports Update.
Thank you, Jeff. We learn a lot every week from Jeff Motorsports Wrestler. Thank you, Jeff. You know, we do have to have the right tires, don't we? Even if we are on the racetrack or if we're not on the racetrack. When we come back, oh, I have a premium for the very first time. A premium. A new premium SUV.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, I love
those cordless tools.
I really do. Cordless impact guns, cordless ratchets, literally living with a rubber hose, air hose, and hearing the air compressor run, those days are long gone, aren't they? They are. And, you know, that's another thing that has changed in the auto world is air compressed tools. When you're trying to get in there to do a water pump or taking an oil pan off an automobile, folks, the air hose is there. It's just bulky, heavy, you got the noise. Now you got cordless impact guns and ratchets, and I've got just a ton of money and a ton of room in a toolbox. Is palm type air impact guns. I have all these specialty type of air impact guns that slowly but surely I'm getting them all transferred over and going electric. I guess we could call the air compressor and the air compressor type tools with the rubber hose hooked to them. I guess we could call those the petrol gasoline fired up tools, huh? Well, right now in Auto World, folks, always look forward to your emails. Absolutely. I ask and you deliver. Thank you. The address again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number since 1992 is the same. Dashboard Daniel sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Make you sound good at 855-660-4261. You can get me on Facebook. Thanks for following me there on Facebook. The address is my name, Mark Evans, and of course, message me over there. Instagram too, Auto World Media. Well, I got right now for you on Facebook. We've got some good photos always throughout. We've got buckets of weights over there, those lead weights. Remember, again, was it the first hour I gave you the exclusive email that I'll probably get in trouble with? You'll have to go back and go to my website, autoworldmedia.com, hit podcast and go to the first hour, and I gave you just for a glimpse, for a listen, a snippet, a clip of the email. If you want to put your 2 cents in, your 2 weights in, wheel weights that is, on those leaded wheel weights. Yeah. You for them or against them? We do need weights. I'll tell you this real quick, that in fact, and then we're going to be, I've got this recall coming too, by the way, folks, a fire, so stay tuned for that. But wheel weights, yes, you have to understand that when you buy a quality tire, it really doesn't need a lot of weight to be balanced correctly. You really don't need a lot of weight. I've witnessed it for many, many years here. Buying a right brand of tire, putting it on the wheel. Yes, I know your wheels aren't made perfect, but most of the wheels are. They really are. They're made by a machine, and that machine trues them up to the wheels so good, so well, that you don't really need any wheel weights. When you buy a cheap tire, price-wise, it needs a ton of weights. I had one in here the other day at the Greasy Garage. My God, I had to put like $40 worth of leaded wheel weights on the wheel to get it trued up. And if I'm off, just... it tells you where to, stick the sticky wheel weight on the wheel. And if I'm off literally a quarter of an inch, that whole front end of that car is going to shake. That's how particular they are. But if you buy a good tire, good brand tire, no weight's needed. I mean, very little. So let's do it. Right now, right on Auto World, folks, for the very first time, first ever, Acura. It's called the Acura very first. You heard it right here on Auto World. First ever Acura ADX will arrive earlier next year. An ADX. You're familiar with the RDX and the MDX and the ZDX. What? You're not familiar with the ZDX? Well, let's get to it. I got to, that's why you're tuning in here to Auto World. I want to make sure that you leave every hour going, I didn't know that. Well, let's get to it. Acura. To add a crossover gateway of its SUV lineup. Joining the RDX, the MDX, and the ZDX, it's the very first Acura ADX. It's a very, very, very new premium SUV. It's going to debut early 2025. It's going to be sitting alongside award-winning the Acura Integra. That's right, turbocharged ADX will be positioned as another gateway to the Acura brand for all you young premium buyers. Hey, everybody's young. See, I didn't give you an age there. I just said everybody's young. So you can all buy it. The 2025 Acura ADX will add a fourth SUV to the Acura lineup. And a new gateway model ready to build success on the Integra. Yep. Helping make Acura a destination brand, folks, for you. Do you have an Acura now you're happy with or you're not happy with? Let me know. 855-660-4261. You see, this is a new generation of buyers out there, folks. And these companies are knowing that. They're seeing that. And, in fact, you don't have, you know, I talked about the mileage and age. Okay, so if your mileage is high, your age, that is, mileage and age is pretty much the same. Okay, fine. You can still purchase an Acura ADX. It's the very first ever ADX and all-electric ZDX. That's the ZDX. That's the model. It's going to be all-electric, called the ZDX. They're adding that to the lineup, too. So, as Acura states, they've got you covered from A to Z. Yep. Now, Acura, a little history on Acura. It's a leading automotive brand committed to delivering expensive styling, of course, engineering, and high performance. Yeah. Precision-crafted performance DNA, folks, period. Now, that's one brand, I got to tell you, the Integra and the TLX, they like those three letters, don't they, in their models, which is a three-sported utility vehicle. But now, the RDX, the MDX, and the all-electric ZDX, and now, premium for 2025, the Acura ADX. So stay tuned. I'll give you more information about that coming your way here in Auto World. More about the creature features that's inside of it, what it looks like. You're going to see some photos of it coming your way on our Facebook site and Instagram site. So stay tuned. One thing about it, I got to point out something to you that a lot of you asked me. I made a comment the other day concerning recalls and a brand that I don't see a lot of recalls on. I'll repeat it again. It's Kia. Yeah, I don't see a lot of recalls coming to me on that. And I always say, you know, you started the program talking about buying a vehicle. Are you happy with it? New to you or a new used vehicle to you? And you want to really look at, I know you look at the style, you look at the color, you look at the creature features, you look at the comfort. You don't even drive it anymore, do you? You buy it on the internet. Oh, that's fine. That's okay. And then you go over to CarMax and you buy it there. Or you go over to, you know, Joe's Fishing Shack to buy it, or wherever you buy it. See, it doesn't matter. What matters is you do your due diligence. I mean, literally, do the study, do the blogs, do the reading. Find out, which a lot of you are. Here, just the other day, I talked to another gentleman about, why did you buy that brand? Why did you buy that model? And first thing he pointed out to me is because, and I got deeper into the story, and I want to share that with you because of the reason of the story. When we come back, just a glimpse and a little snippet clip of a story of a real person and why he bought what he bought. Oh, the ZDX. I can't hardly wait. All electric. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Glad you're tuning in here every week, folks. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show, number one in the ratings. I appreciate you being here to learn to keep your auto world, well, free of clutter, free of sewage, free of breakage. Huh? Yeah. Challenges. Problems. No, we don't want them. Coming up, I'll just give you a little more time before we get out here of this hour of Auto World. I want to make sure that you do get a hold of your friends, relatives, enemies, neighbors, etc. through, you know, text, email, however you'd like to do it, because this company has been slammed for a Band-Aid type recall. It's about one word, fire. So we're going to get to that. But right now, I want to tell you a little story, and then we're going to get right to the... So I got 10 of the biggest, bad, boyest, grossest V8 engines there ever was by General Motors. Some big numbers. Little story. Gentlemen, I talked to you here just a couple days ago concerning the brand, the model. Like I was just bringing you the ADX, the Acura ADX. Oh, another model to pick from, Mark. Yes. It's a premium SUV. And of course, now we're all been, you know, pushed over the cliff, or almost, with the E word, the two letters EVs. Yeah, EV. Do I or do I not buy an EV? Right. Okay. So this gentleman buys this vehicle. You know, this is how I am with names. No, this is a true story. No names are being mentioned. Period. And or brands. It's behind the root, the nuts and the bolts of the story. Beautiful vehicle that he purchased, and I just asked him one little simple thing. It would have been a good interview, actually, to record, but I don't go around and do that purposely to friends and relatives. But anyway, why'd you buy that one? Is what I ask. See how simple it is? Well, I bought it because of this. I use that for that application. I do this, and I use it for that, and it works good for this application. It's a truck. Okay, so he bought a truck, folks. He needed the truck box. And he's going to tow. And then I went right to the nuts and the bolts of this story. Why that brand? This is how I learn. I won't tell you the brand, but what I will tell you is that he said, well, I purchased that brand because I did all my due diligence, and I got on blogs. I was reading all the blogs concerning that brand and that model. And then he told me about the competition that he didn't buy, the problems they had with this part, that part, using the blogs. Blog, blog, blog. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, well, a lot of you do that, don't you? You do put the yada, yada, yada on blogs. And he read it, and he said, I better stay with this one. He found out that there was no bad on that model or that brand in that year. So he did it. He purchased it, and I said, come on, now tell me the truth while you purchased it. He just looked at me, and it was because I did that to him. I said, okay, so you blogged it to death, yada, 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 it, and then you bought it. But there's got to still be something in the root of this, the foundation, the frame, the suspension of this story. And I found out what it was. He said, well, you know, my dad always, and my grandpa always bought that brand. And there it is. I just want to. That was the nuts and the bolts, the foundation, the suspension, the chassis of the story. He started his life watching his grandpa and his dad with that brand, and he is now buying that brand. One thing I got to remind you of is that, in fact, things do change. Brands are named a brand, but sometimes they do change. For the better and for the worse. So do your due diligence. And with that, boy, have they changed. General Motors. Oh, yeah. I've got for you now 10 of the biggest V8 engines ever built by General Motors. Oh, yeah. And they're ranked. Let's start at number 10. The 7.4 liter. Oh, yeah. The LSX 454 V8. Woo. Let's go to number 9. It's the 7.4 liter ZZ 454 V8. Going up the ladder. Number 8, 7.5 liter Pontiac 455 V8. These are all V8s, 10 of the biggest V8s that General Motors ever produced. How about number 7, sitting in number 7 spot, the 7.5 liter Oldsmobile 455 V8. Oh, yeah, 455. Oh, let's go up the ladder now, get some bigger numbers. Number sitting in number 6 spot, the 7.7 liter Cadillac 472 V8. 472. Sitting in number 5 spot, the 8.1 liter Vortec L18 V8, folks. Yeah. The GM's Vortec 8100 L18 V8 was Chevy's last big block engine, the largest production engine ever sold in the United States. Wowza. Let's go up to number 4 spot. It's the 8.2 liter. What? 4 spot. That's right. 8.2 liter Cadillac 500 V8. 500. Now, the Cadillac 500 was one of the most noteworthy V8 engines of the brand. Thanks to the 8.2 liter displacement and impressive performance, Cadillac modified the 472 V8, upping its displacement to 500 cubic inches. Why not? Oh, yes. The 500 V8 produced 400 horsepower and 550 pound-feet of torque in the Eldorado. Oh, yeah. Front-wheel drive. Let's go on up the ladder to number 3 spot. of the 10 of the biggest V8s a General Motor ever built. It's the 8.2 liter ZZ502 V8. A lot of you hot rodders know the 502 numbers. Woo, the ZZ502. Big, it's the V8 crate engine. Yes, now let's go to number two. Sitting in number two slot, 9.4 liter ZZ572 V8. Now, the ZZ572 is a 9.4 liter V8 engine available in two configurations, folks. The 620 Deluxe and the 720R Deluxe. Why not? Hello, Amazon. I'll take two, one each. Let me give you some numbers on this. Prices. Why not? You know, this ZZ572 engine, fully assembled, impressive performance. The ZZ572 with 620 Deluxe engine commands a price premium of, sit down, make sure your seatbelt is tight and fastened, $19,664. Oh, yeah. Good price, huh? How much did you pay for your car? Your first car? Maybe your second car? That's the ZZ572 620 Deluxe engine. But let's go to the 720R Deluxe engine, boosting 727 horsepower and 680 pound-feet of torque. The Deluxe sells for $20,359. Just sit back, get on Amazon, and click the enter button. All right, so we've got 10 of them. We're going all the way up to the top of the list. And the number one now, I did 10. This is number one on the list, or at the bottom. 10 of the biggest V8 engines ever built by General Motors. The number one slot goes to the 10.4 liter ZZ632 V8. You know the V8 is four cylinders on one side, four cylinders on the other side. Starting price of this 10.4 liter ZZ632, starting price $32,935. I'll take two. We'll be right back with some more V8 power.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And he stabbed her into fifth gear. And then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You won't screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off.
Here on AutoWorldRadio at Yahoo.com, my email. Jason, if you would, too, let me know where you, how you're listening, what station you're on, and I appreciate it, what city and all that. I do appreciate it. Absolutely. I want to do absolutely a shout-out to our great AutoWorld affiliate and affiliates. And Jason says, "Hey, Mark, another great question for you. On a 1964 Impala, I just changed the valve seals. My dad adjusted them with the car running. Now, every time you accelerate, there's a popping sound coming out of the carburetor. Could that possibly be a valve that is too tight? Thanks a lot, Mark." Jason, appreciate it. Absolutely, you're absolutely right. One thing you want to do now, the valve seals means that you had to take the rockers off. Push rods are there. You have to make sure the push rods are put back into the rocker in the right little pocket in the rocker. But valves, when you adjust those valves like your dad did, thank you, and thank your dad for doing it while I was running. You want to make sure that that Chevrolet 64 Impala, probably 327, huh, in it. And but even a 327 or 350, a valve cover off. And one thing that I did many, many years ago, Jason, your dad probably has done that too, or he had an oily, stinky mess in front of him. We just cut, we take a valve cover, one of the old sheet metal valve covers for that engine, and we cut the center of it out so we can get our wrench to the nuts that, of course, hold the rocker's arm on to the stud there. And that's what, you know, keeps the push rod in place, and that's what pushes the valve down. We just cut the center section out. And or you can buy those clips. And all that's, all I'm talking about this is for is because it splashes the oil back down into the engine, so you don't have an oily mess in the inner fender well and the hood and your face and your hands all oiled up. But you want to make sure that the motor's up and at operating temperatures, definitely. And then a little tip, you know, you can send it over to your dad, is that you just barely want to turn those I believe they're 9/16 or 5/8 inch head rocker arm nuts very slowly clockwise. First, you went counterclockwise until you hear the clack, As soon as you hear the clack, stop turning counterclockwise, and then all you want to do is get the clack out by turning it clockwise, and then go quarter turn clockwise. That's all you want to go, tightness-wise. And so with the popping up out of the carburetor, what's happened is he's tightened. You've got one or two or maybe a little more of the intake valves a little bit too tight. That means that the valve is not closing all the way, and the combustion, the kaboom, is going up through the intake valve, going right up to the carburetor, where, in fact, the intake is coming into the engine. So you got some intake valves a little bit too tight. Only a quarter of a turn, okay? As soon as he gets rid of the clack, go a quarter of a turn, and you're done. Period. And that way you'll be rocking and rolling and no more popping. Sounds like popcorn. That's not good. Yeah, not at all. Okay, folks, it's time. Let's get to this Band-Aid of a recall. Yeah, you've had time to get to your friends, your neighbors, your even, you know, the relatives. Why not? Blaze warning, folks. Blaze warning. Ford confirms increased fire risk issue right now at this point in about 1,000 plus of its SUVs. They were slammed. Ford was slammed with a Band-Aid type Bronco recall. It's Broncos, folks. Yeah. The recall aims to bring all the cars to the dealerships, the Broncos. What's going on? You need to be fixed, period. It's the brand new Ford Broncos. Ford is recalling almost about 43,000 SUVs due to a serious gas leak issue that increases the risk of course fire. And what little farther on this, it's the Bronco Sport SUVs from 2022 to 2023, as well as the Escape SUVs from 2022 are affected by this. What's happened here, the reason is the product recall was because the fuel injectors can develop cracks, which can cause, of course, fuel to leak onto the hot engine surfaces. And, of course, if you have gas and hot surfaces of the engine, boom, you've got a fire, period. So they have, Ford has filed, all the filing with the United States safety regulators that they had to. And so I just wanted to get that out there to you. And they have had reports of engine fires because of cracked injectors. Now, an injector it's the Broncos, folks, again, it's the Bronco Sport, Ford Bronco Sport SUVs, and the Ford Escapes. Here's the years. The Ford Bronco Sport SUVs are 2022 to 2023. The Ford Escape SUVs are 2022. That are affected. The fuel injector, multi-port fuel injector, and the injectors inside, when you pop your hood, the injector's one per cylinder. That's what sprays the fuel in the cylinder. It's external, though. Okay, just the tip is inside the combustion chamber. The rest of the injector has to, of course, be hooked to the fuel rail to get fuel and the electrical part of it. And so, electronically, it tells it to open the needle, which then sprays fuel into the cylinder. The injectors are cracked, folks. They're cracked, causing the spray not to go into the cylinder, but into the atmosphere on top of your engine, and that's not good. Boom. You got a fire. So, again, go to your dealership if you've got, and if you're concerned, a lot of you, thank you for doing this, too. A lot of you have actually taken my recall notices here and looked at, I'm talking about the Ford Bronco Sport and the Ford Escapes, and you go in. A lot of you might not own either one of those models, but you do own a Ford product, and you go in and you do, and you can do this. You can go into your internet, AutoZone or Advanced Auto Parts, you folks back East, Pep Boys, again, O'Reilly's, your parts store websites is all I'm saying here, and find out what the part numbers are for the 2022-2023 Ford Sport SUV, what the part number is for those with fuel injectors, and go and put your make and model in, and you might even have the same part number injector. And you know what that means? You could have those injectors that you have crack. And if that's the case, I'm just pointing this out, if you have the same part number as these two, the Escape and the Ford Sport, then guess what? Maybe we can get Ford to replace your injectors for you. Because that's the last thing Ford wants, along with you, your family, and me, my family too. We do not want you to have any fires underneath the hood. So one thing about that, if you notice your gas mileage has been going down, and you're thinking, I'm going to take it to my nearest favorite mechanic shop. Technician's going to do a tune-up on that. That's why I'm replacing plugs, Mark, for 200,000 miles. Okay, there you go. Your gas mileage has gone down because of that. But if your gas mileage, you got to keep track of your fuel economy, folks, or how long does a tank of gas last for you? And all of a sudden, the tank of gas has dropped. You know, it used to last 4 weeks, and now it's only lasting 3 weeks. You could have a cracked fuel injector spraying gas on top of your motor. And again, the senses, our nose. Do you smell gas? Don't think for 1 second that it's the plugged-up catalytic converter that you have on your car, or that it's the guy in front of you, the girl in front of you, with their plugged-up converter. Oh, my God, smell that. Feel that's them, not me. Back up the bus. Beep, beep, beep. It could be you. Use your eyes. Do a visual. Use your nose. Do a smell. If it doesn't smell like cinnamon rolls, then you got a problemo. Your ears. Just like Jason. The valves are too tight. Clack, 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 clack. You know, he's using his ears. He and his dad are using the ears. Do. And then, how about the feel? Yeah. I don't want you to feel the injectors. You're going to get gas all over your hand if they're cracked and leaking gas. You're going to burn your hand if it's hot. But what I'm talking about, when the engine's cold and everything under the hood is cold, then go ahead. Touchy-feely those radiator hoses and see if they're firm or if they're just like putty. If they're like putty, just get rid of them. Do it. Coming up here on the next hour, looks like the garage door is starting to come down here on the second hour. Coming up on the third hour, if you don't, your favorite radio station you're listening to me on right now, it does not take the third hour. Please bother them. Let's get you over to the third hour. But at this time, you can go to Auto World Media, my website, autoworldmedia.com, and just click on the red bar there. We're going to be talking about, a thief, more than one. They use a rock, folks, to steal 330 keys, which come to be about right around $1.2 million worth of vehicles. Ouch. That plus a lot more on the third hour. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you on the third hour and next week also. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.